Some people wrongly equate Christian faith with dreary living. It's not so. A friend returned from his vacation trip filled with enthusiasm about the beautiful country through which he had traveled. He tried to describe the breathtaking views he had seen from the mountain heights and the refreshing he had experienced in his soul. At last, a bit frustrated that words could not convey the true spirit of what he felt, he exclaimed, "You just must make the trip yourself. It is so beautiful, you must see it too." Well, now that's the way I feel when I discuss the biblical concepts of revival. I have been there. I know the rejoicing in the release of forgiveness. I have exalted in the uplift of spirit which accompanies the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I have been amazed at the power of God upon the witness of common people who walk with Him. And I too would say, you must make the trip yourself. It is too wonderful for you not to share it. You can have the experience of revival in your own life. You must have it now. Desire is basic to the experience of spiritual renewal. God wants to be wanted, and we Christians must learn that when we want Him enough, we will have Him enough. It is encouraging to know that God wants us 10,000 times more than we want Him. He stirs up our hearts to seek Him because He's already seeking us. So blessed is the man who can say, "When thou saidst, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." Desire for the presence of God, which results in seeking the face of God, is the key to revival. Each Christian should desire to know the cleansing of God. We live in a defiled world. Ours is a society subject to the God of this world, even the prince of the power of the air, who is actively at work in those who disobey. Once and again, the believer will pick up contamination from the sin-saturated society in which he lives and moves. It is necessary to come to God so that the blood of Jesus Christ may cleanse him from all sin. There will be no cleansing where there is no desire for cleansing, but where there is desire, there is release. What a joy to be free! Jesus said, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Revival brings release. Each Christian should desire to know the joy of the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Spiritual joy is possible to the one who is at peace with God. It is more than mere human happiness, for happiness depends on external circumstances. But spiritual joy depends on one's internal relationship, his relationship with God. Some people wrongly equate Christian faith with dreary living. It's not so. The Bible says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." You see, true joy comes from God. That's why the psalmist prayed, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Know God intimately, and joy will flood your soul. Each Christian should desire to see the power of God. In times of revival, God's strength is manifest in the lives of His people and in the conversion of sinners. Well, it's no wonder Christians desire to see it manifest. God's prophet advised, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Each Christian should desire to know daily victory in God. The normal Christian life is expressed in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of His knowledge by us in every place." The normal Christian life is a life of spiritual victory and triumph. Each Christian desires to live that kind of life. The true renewal of spirit which comes from God is to the whole man. Revival touches the totality of our lives, or it does not touch us at all. The body, the mind, the emotions, and the will are all changed in revival. The body is changed in revival in that the habits change. Our service to God changes. Our sinful ways change. The body is presented to God as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Any action or attitude which is contrary to divine holiness is cast away. Yes, revival makes a difference in one's body. But the mind is also changed in revival. Someone has likened the human mind to a computer. It will return to you what is put into it. If one programs his mind in sensual things, it will return that to him in thoughts, motives, and words. But cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And here's how to do it, according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Yes, in real revival, the believer is transformed by the renewing of his mind. The emotions must also be changed in revival. God's admonition is, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Instead, the believer is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind. That is to say, the whole of man's inmost being is to go out in devotion, adoration, and praise to God. Such an outreach to God is exactly what happens in revival. Whom do you love? God warns, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Revival of religion purifies the emotions and enables you to love God above all else. And the will is changed in revival. Revival makes the believer rejoice to follow the will of God. No longer is his will in rebellion. He permits God to work in him both to will and to do of God's good pleasure. And what a relief that brings. Now it's evident God is sending revival upon many of his people. It is evident that he is sending a revival now. Do you wonder why? What is there about this time in history that God chooses it for a revival of spiritual religion? Well, some believe God is sending revival now to purge his churches as a preparation for trials ahead. For in the 1930s, just before the communists took over mainland China, Christian congregations there experienced great revivals. It seemed God was strengthening them for trials awaiting. There are some who believe that God is giving revival to prepare for the return of Jesus Christ. In these days, he is visiting the earth with special power of the Holy Spirit to take out a people for his name before the end comes. And some believe that God is granting revival now to empower Christians to evangelize their nation and the world. It is possible that we are the last generations of humans to inhabit the earth as we now know it. It is possible the end is near at hand. It is possible great trials are coming upon the earth. But whether any or all of these possibilities come to pass, it is imperative that we reach the world for Christ in our generation. Only a mighty moving of God can make that possible. Now that's why God is giving revival today. Understand the truth of it and get in on the good of it. Oh, share the blessing of it. Dr. Jack Gray has said, when God gives revival to some, he makes all responsible to receive it. That means you must seek revival. The Lord is available to you right now. He will send times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord if you're willing to receive them. So ask God to send a revival and let it begin in you.